And you'll notice he did not mention GPSs or satellites, which have made navigation so much easier, so much so that the U.S. Naval Academy stopped teaching celestial navigation in the late 1990s. Well, now the Academy has reversed that decision, and it's in part because of cyber attacks. Frank Reed is the owner of Reed Navigation, an expert in celestial navigation and instructor at Mystic Seaport in Mystic, Connecticut. And Frank, you teach both celestial and computer navigation. When the Naval Academy dropped celestial in the 90s, were you surprised?
I wouldn't say that I was surprised. One thing that I think that's important to remember about the Naval Academy is that they teach officers. Officers on board warships do not necessarily have to have the skill of navigation, of celestial navigation. It's actually a non-commissioned rank called the quartermaster on board a naval vessel that does the celestial navigation. But at the same time, the officers really need to know the basics. So it's, you know, it's a mixed bag.
Yeah, well, so we're seeing sextants come back, which some of us love to see. Just remind people, it's a thumbnail, I know, but just what is celestial navigation?
Well, we're using the stars to figure out where we are at sea. And the basic idea is that at any instant of time, the sun or another celestial body is directly overhead on the Earth at just one single place on the Earth's surface. And so by measuring the angle of a star in the sky relative to the horizon, we can figure out just how far we are away from the place where the sun is straight up.
But I hear it's not an exact science, or at least not as exact as computers.
Well, it's not as exact as GPS. With a GPS, you can get your position within 5 feet, and that's just using a common smartphone. But with celestial navigation and a sextant, we're looking at roughly plus or minus 1 mile when you do everything right.
Well, there's a romance to it, but also there's a practicality to it. Do you worry about some of the things that obviously the Academy's worrying about, hacking and other kinds of cybersecurity?
Oh, absolutely. And of course, they have to worry about something that the rest of us don't really have to worry about. They have to worry about war. And certainly in wartime, it's conceivable that all of the GPS satellites, as well as the other nations' GNSS satellites, might be compromised. For the rest of us, though, there's a basic principle of navigation that we always need to try to remember, and that's that every navigator should use all available information.
Right. I mean, I would hate to be out on a schooner and have my electronics fail and I don't know how to look up at the stars.
Exactly. And even if your electronics have not failed, you want to be looking at the stars all the time anyway, just for an additional check. We should always be thinking, where are we and what information is confirming where we are?
And by the way, I said there was a romance to celestial navigation. I don't know, maybe there's not. You do it. I mean, when you find yourself using a sextant and looking at the stars, do you think about the fact that, you know, somebody did this hundreds of years ago?
Oh, absolutely. And I teach different kinds of classes. For example, just last weekend I taught a class in celestial navigation 19th century methods. And in 10 days I'm teaching a class in modern celestial navigation. And my tagline for that is that this is not your grandparents' celestial, and it's not even your parents' celestial. You know, there is celestial navigation for the 21st century, for the year 2015, and it has a function. The romance is just something you get for free, and that's a lot of fun.
Frank Reed of Reed Navigation. He teaches celestial navigation, as we hear, as it's changed, at Mystic Seaport in Mystic, Connecticut. Frank, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So it's still true. People with sextants and ham radios are going to do better than all of us with our smartphones in an emergency. You're listening to Here and Now.